difficulty is that the headlines in some of the papers today are saying that he is saying that LNG fracked gas is now, that the ban is now lifted for Ireland. This has tremendous implications for ourselves, for the health of our people, for the health of our children and grandchildren, and particularly for those of us here in the Northwest.
The argument has been put forward that there's going to be a lack of energy in this country, a scarcity of energy, and as a result that this move is needed to protect industry, to protect homes, to make sure that there's going to be enough of power. Is that something that you buy into?
No, I think this is a total red herring. And I mean, all of this picture is changing very fast. But just going back a bit, there was an awful lot of pressure put on Eamon Ryan when he was the minister to actually put in a backup facility so that should there be a problem with renewables and the likes, that we would have backup. But since then, you know, and he had proposed a government-owned floating terminal that would have gas in it, but it would actually be controlled by the state. Now we have a situation where we now have three interconnectors coming from Britain, and we have a fourth one coming from France, and the ship is actually out there at the moment laying the cable for that. So I believe this whole terminal is actually a red herring, and it's a significant red herring, because they're talking about an investment of $650 million down off the Shannon Estuary. But this particular terminal will only be able to provide half of what the French are going to provide us. So it's a total red herring.
Do you fear in some ways that it could open up the door to the practice of fracking taking place again in lakes such as Loch Allen, in areas where, in North Leitrim and Sligo, where there was such a great campaign ran before to prevent it? Does this now mean that it's a live and credible threat again?
Yes, indeed, because there are an awful lot of, you know, organisations up here who are really concerned about this and campaigned in the past, including ourselves, to actually have fracking banned. But we actually have a situation whereby, you know, should this terminal come in to North Kerry, it's not a huge skip and a jump to actually then get it into the network in Limerick, and then in turn have a situation where, you know, companies that are, you know, very, very interested in producing fracked gas will actually say, well, why don't we actually have a line going straight from our fracking fields, which would be potentially in North Leitrim, south Enniskillen, and bits of Sligo. So yes, it is a real danger.